Hello, mortals, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Matt, and this is Ben.
Good evening.
And welcome to the show. We hope that you enjoy it very much.
Well done. Have a chop, have a biscuit.
Exactly. Help yourself to a biscuit on us. You know.
Well, no, I was talking to you.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
I don't have any biscuits.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear me. Right, anyway. The thing is, these things used to be... remember when these things used to be structured, Ben? You know?
No. When did that happen?
Well, I used to write sort of little pieces of music and
I think I missed that. Oh, I may have fallen asleep.
Oh, they were really good once.
Were they?
But I've just sort of got lazy recently.
Okay.
But I was chatting to my friend at uni, and she was listening to one of the ones. I think it was involving duct tape and feet or something.
Yeah.
And she was listening to the podcast on her phone, and a friend rang her on her phone, but the podcast wouldn't stop. So it was playing down the phone to her friend.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, and so we had two listeners from that one listen.
Nice. So wait, did the friend sort of she was ringing and then someone answered the phone and it was just our voices coming across?
Well, she was talking over it and she was like, "What is this?" It's like, "It's a podcast and it should have stopped by now."
Well, that's just like us. Just keep going. Doesn't matter what's happening. Wouldn't it have been better if it had been at the beginning? Just have an answer. Hello, welcome to the podcast. What?
That would have been awesome. Yeah. So if you are listening to this inadvertently, then you're just as welcome as everybody else. So, Oh, it's going to be good today.
Is it?
Well,
is
yes.
It really?
Yes. Well, what's happened is we have been travelling. We travelled all the way up to Birmingham today.
We did. We're in Bristol, by the way.
Yeah,
it's not massively far, but, you know, still a journey.
Just above Bristol. So it was a bit less of a journey than it would be if we lived in there.
It was about an hour and a half by car.
Yeah, yeah. So that was fine. And our voices are back. That's another thing. Although my cough is still kind of here.
Yeah, there are still coughs and sneezes and death in the air. But we're fine. We're okay.
So forgive the
A fuss.
Forgive the essence of illness. It's fine. So we travelled up to Birmingham to interview the comedian Robin Ince, which was good. Ish. The actual interview went fine, and Robin himself is a lovely chap. The problem is, when you go to interview someone, my extensive interview collection, I've interviewed many. The worry is that...
By many, he means two.
Two, exactly. Two. Yeah, and you can see them if you go to the website, mattandben.net. But the worry is that they're not going to be very nice and you're not going to hit off with them and it's...
Yeah.
Oh, there's going to be crying and emotion and...
But it was mostly fine. On my part.
Ben just cries all the time.
Just watching you. It's just so emotional.
But it seemed to go all right. He was really great. The interview went on too long.
Yeah, no. We were supposed to do it for about half an hour.
That's...
Right? We'd agreed that half an hour would be an all right... time.
That's the agreed time slot.
Yeah, and you were going to keep an eye on your watch.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. And if it got to about half an hour and you weren't going to stop, then I would make a noise or do something
to
tell you to hurry up.
Visual clue. Yeah.
The problem was that you didn't look at your watch.
No. I completely forgot what the time...
And the thing that tells me... I didn't look at my watch either. I didn't check what time we started. And the computer screen that had the recording on it...
Mm-hmm.
The computer went to sleep.
Went to sleep.
And it was your computer, so I didn't know the login password for it, so I couldn't log in.
Even though I've told you before.
You told me once, and it was ages ago, and I couldn't remember.
I never remember. It was only last week, but he forgot.
But people could tell me their bank details or anything. I wouldn't remember it.
I'm going to tattoo it onto your arm, okay?
Okay.
So you don't forget it next time.
But yeah, so neither of us knew... What time was what? We didn't know what was going on.
How far into it did the computer go to sleep?
I don't know. I wasn't looking at it.
Right, okay.
I was just playing on my iPod. Yeah.
He was playing chess. Yeah. So it went on for 50 minutes. Over 50 minutes.
Yeah. We went back because, that's about half an hour. Yeah, I looked at it. How long is it? 50 minutes. No.
But none of us knew how long it had been going on. I thought it was about half an hour.
Because all three of us, me, you and Robin, we were just thinking, it must be about half an hour maybe. Then look at it, it's nearly double that.
And Roman actually went, oh my God, is that the time?
Yeah.
So, but that was fine. We're like, we can cut it down.
It's good if that happens.
Yeah.
It proves that you were actually talking.
That we were actually, and vaguely, it was bearable at least what we were talking about. My headphones on the right way.
I don't know, they could be.
Yeah, it would just annoy me if they weren't, you know. Once the doubt is there, it's fine, but because there's left and right. Anyway, so it appeared to go fine. Well, because we record with three cameras.
Yeah, with three cameras. One shot of Matt, one shot of Robin, and a wide shot.
Yeah. No, there's not always a shot of Robin. It is of whoever we're having an interview with.
Yeah, so we're going to interview someone else. It's still a shot of Robin.
We don't have a permanent camera with him.
That would be amazing, though.
Well, Robin, if you're up for it, you know, that would be interesting. But yes, so we have the three cameras. We also have a microphone, really nice. They're called Yeti microphones. I really recommend them if you're into the sound recording thing. Yeah.
One key feature of them is that they are huge.
They're massive, yeah.
They're bigger than it's bigger than the case that I use to carry all three of the cameras.
Indeed,
that we have.
These microphones that we're recording from now, they're kind of an average studio-sized microphone. They are actually bigger than that.
Are these big for studio microphones?
Well, if you take, because these have muffs on them, but if you take them off, the size of the microphone isn't huge.
That's true.
Whereas this one is quite big, and it's a USB microphone. So for budding sound recordists, you know, go for those. So, and that was going. It was plugged into my laptop.
Yeah, and when I pressed record, and there were bars going on the thing.
It looked fine.
It looked fine. Yeah.
But then we went to the pub later, and I just wanted to assess it to see how it was, because I had a feeling it needed amplifying because it was a bit quiet. And it didn't record it properly.
It didn't.
It recorded, as far as I can tell, from the internal microphone on the PC. So the bars were coming up, but the sound quality was awful, and it was only in mono as well. So that's really annoying.
So there was no audio.
Yeah.
We're having to use the audio from the cameras, which isn't perfect.
Which will be fine. It will be fine. I keep telling myself that.
Yeah, no, it will be.
Because this is pre-edit. I mean,
I haven't edited it yet. So I don't know if it's going to be good or bad.
Yeah,
well, I don't know if it's going to be bad or terrible. Really, it's.
No, I'm the stuff that we chatted about. It seemed okay. It went all right. It was just really annoying that the microphone was there. And it had the potential to have really good sound quality, and it's going to be slightly subpar sound quality.
Yeah,
but
it's a bit annoying.
You can't have it all, and the next interview should, you know, hopefully go really well. But we're at the Mac, which I've never been to before. Manchester Art Centre, which was very nice. Very
Manchester Art Centre,
not Manchester Midlands.
The Manchester Art Centre now in Birmingham.
Yeah, very, very good.
Midlands Art Centre.
And we had the whole of the bar area to ourselves, which
was
very nice.
Well,
of them.
Sort of. They kind of cordoned
a woman
it off.
Walked in.
They cordoned it off with a big sign saying, recording in progress, bar closed or whatever.
Yeah.
We were sat there. It was very obvious that we were filming. We were just in the middle of the bar. And then some random old woman walks in probably about half an hour into the interview.
Right in shot.
Yeah, just walks past the... and just goes and sits by a window. There's no one at the bar to order things from. She just goes and sits there with a newspaper.
And there were plenty... It wouldn't annoy me if it was completely rammed, but there was plenty of spaces that we could have sat at. But anyway, that was fine. That was fine. It adds an element of realism. And in the pub later, I was chatting with Ben. It's like, actually, it's a good thing that the sound quality wasn't, because it would be too perfect otherwise. And we don't want these things to be too perfect, because they'll be intimidating to other internet content makers.
Oh, dear.
These guys are way too good for Mama.
Yeah.
Ironically, the sound quality of this should be excellent, because we've... although, We recorded a podcast last week, but the sound quality was rubbish because
it kept cutting out on one side, didn't it?
PC.
Repeatedly.
It kept the stereo thing. It kept going out of one ear and then the other, and I couldn't convert it to mono because then the volume went all weird. So I was like, oh. So I just uploaded the audio of Mark's interview because we did a Mark Olver interview. If you haven't heard of Mark Olver, he's a comedy warm-up guy and he's very good. Check out the video. It's really swell.
Yeah, there were a couple of problems with that one as well.
Yeah, really. What was that?
Random woman in the background.
Oh, yeah, a really hyperactive
There does
woman.
Seem to be, just sort of in every, in both the interviews we've done, so a random woman in the background.
Bloody women!
I wouldn't go that
Bloody
far.
Bloody women!
But it seems that some woman, old woman in the background, sort of, today it was sort of just walked past.
Yeah.
But,
And yesterday, and the other day, there was a, yeah. So, we've all learnt something, and hopefully the next one's going to be swell, whoever it's with. It's probably going to be with you.
It's me. Yeah, it'll be this, but with cameras.
Yeah, because we've got the cameras now, we've got to utilise them. Anyway, it was Birmingham, which we've been to once before for a visit. We did these videos called visits. But this was the first time Ben drove up. We got lost both ways.
Yeah.
You just turned left for some reason. Randomly. You just turned left.
Did it's
like,
I?
Ben, what are you doing? Yeah.
It
wasn't that obvious.
I don't remember doing that.
Really, it's been such a packed day. Yeah. No, it was just at the junction you turned left.
Oh, okay.
And then we went down, and then we went back up and drove. It wasn't a problem. It wasn't an issue. And then on the way back, I don't know what happened.
We tried to plot the route after. We looked at the map a minute ago, and we tried to plot where we actually went, and we couldn't. There was no way we could actually work it out. But I think what happened, because the MAC, the Mac, is south of Birmingham. Right, it's not really in Birmingham, it's sort of south of it. Well, I suppose it is in Birmingham, but it's south.
It's a bit down, it's not right in the centre.
Yeah. We got there, fine. On the way back, though, we managed to go through the centre of Birmingham twice.
And we didn't notice.
We didn't notice
that we'd done this.
We were on the ring road round. It's not round, but it just goes through Birmingham and round the side.
Yeah, it goes through. Yeah, so we must have gone through.
We were on that for ages. I think we must have gone around twice or something on that. Following signs for the M5, because we had to get to the M5.
Yeah.
To go south.
And then eventually we ended up joining at a different junction to what we came off at.
Yeah. Oh, no, we nearly went onto the M6, which is north of Birmingham.
Which is bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're following signs for the M5, ended up at the M6, which, yeah. And then ended up on... Or a different joined the motorway. We're on the motorway, we were fine.
Man alive.
But I was checking all the signs as we went back to check that we were actually going south.
Well, that's the issue, isn't it?
No, my luck, we would have been going north.
Once you're on the motorway, it's it's kind of fine. But yes, you find the motorway and then you end up going down the wrong way or whatever. We'd end up in Manchester or whatever wherever the M5 ends. I don't really know. Don't know where, but it's strange because where we live, there's the big road. We live in such a shut away place that the massive road is the A38, and then sort of we're going up the A38 to get to the motorway, zoom up the motorway, and then when we get to Birmingham, we rejoin the A38.
Yeah, it's strange.
We could have just stuck. I suggested we just stick to the A38, but it would have taken much longer.
It would have.
And you can't go quite as fast on the A38. You can on the motorway, although there were roadworks, a lot of roadworks.
Yeah, I hate roadworks.
Concerning amount of roadworks, and no workers doing anything. That's my feelings towards the matter.
Okay, good, good. That had to be said.
Now, I do find that though these days, I kind of, if anything's going on, it's like, why are they there? How much are they getting paid? How much of my money is going to them?
Well, it's probably not very much of your money.
I pay tax. I do. Not that much.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, I know. I think it was, I reckon there were loads of workers there.
Yeah,
loads of them. They're all dressed as traffic cones for some reason.
They were hiding.
I don't get it.
Were they dressed in the traffic cones or were they hiding in the traffic cones?
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Might have been the case.
I was tempted. I told you this on the way back. I was tempted to actually just drive sort of through the traffic cones. Sort of actually just taking all the traffic cones out just because it would be fun. I know I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
The temptation
just
was there.
The temptation was there. Just, I saw it and it sort of split the road in two. And I thought, well, rather than avoiding these, what I'll do is I'll just keep driving, sort of straddling the line so that I've got cones flying everywhere.
Well, the thing is, when they cone off a piece of road, which there's nothing happening on the road, the cones are just there, you're like, hey, I could just drive down. What would they do? They couldn't stop me. You know, I'm travelling at 70 miles an hour.
Do you reckon if I sort of made it a big sort of mold thing and fitted it over my car in the shape of a traffic cone, I could park anywhere.
No one would notice.
I could just park sort of on a road anywhere and it would just seem normal.
Anyway, hopefully this interview that we filmed will come across okay. You can check it out at mattandben.net or youtube.com/mattandben0. But one of the things you were concerned with was we got you in the shot.
Yeah. Oh, that was another thing that went wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be in the shots.
Ben is invisible in these videos.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be in them.
No.
But
because I don't like
shot.
You. That's the problem.
Well, no, I'm just... I'm best suited to... audio only things.
You're great in audio. You're,
yeah, that's fine. It's just when you see my face, it sort of ruins it.
Well, we used to do these things. We used to do booze like this, but we used to film them and put them on YouTube. But Ben quickly stopped them because he thought he looked awkward. He didn't look that awkward.
Yeah,
you don't look that awkward.
I do. Anyway, I'm not supposed to be in the shot.
Yeah.
But there's a shot that's of Matt. Over
all of me and Robin's shoulder.
Over Robin's shoulder. But the trouble is, when I set the shot up, I didn't realise where I was going to sit.
That you, yeah.
So, and I looked at the first bit of it, and it seemed fine. Mm-hmm. But then Robin moved, and my head kind of popped up over his shoulder.
Well, you know, it's sort of, you didn't realise it was pointing directly at you inadvertently.
No.
But yeah, you know, because people move around when they speak, and...
I didn't take that into account.
Yeah,
really.
But, you know, I think it'll be all right. It'll be fine. We've got three cameras to choose from. Just be a constant one.
I mean, there'll be no shots of you. Just sort of Robin Ince and the wide shot.
Yeah.
It'll still have me in it somehow.
Well, maybe next time. I mean, I suggested you having a close-up of my eye instead of my face. That could That could work.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. No, also, the thing we've changed it to is we think it's a coffee with.
Rather than a coffee shop interview, because it wasn't in a coffee shop.
Yeah, it wasn't
actually in a coffee shop.
And also, it's only since we've started doing coffee shop interviews, so we realise why it hasn't been done before, is that the noise levels, because there's people in coffee shops, and that's why.
It doesn't. Also, there's the fact that, you know, it takes up space, isn't in coffee shops.
Yeah, because people cram things into coffee. So it's going to be now, I suggested changing the name of this project to Empty Coffee Shop Interview, you know.
Yeah, just find a coffee shop, sound a horn or something, make everyone leave.
Or maybe we can, like, draw a coffee shop and kind of, I don't know.
Draw one?
Yeah, like a logo.
Like a big backdrop.
Yeah.
Or film it in front of a green screen.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to buy one of those.
We do.
That's what we need.
Or just a load of green paint. Paint a wall.
Well,
paint the table as well, so you can sort of have floating coffee cups.
Yes, sort of. Or you know, just choose the sort of coffee table that we have and coffee cups, and that way you can have an instantly refilling coffee cup. I mean, it doesn't actually exist. That's the flaw.
That's the flaw. Yeah.
But you know, for all intents and purposes,
well, you can't drink it for a start.
You can't. Yeah, you can't drink virtual coffee.
No.
That is the problem. There is the issue. I do also want to just bring up, you know, I mean, these are the podcasts. No one listens to these, really. No. Well, a few do. You know, they're hardcore fans. If you're listening to this, you know, you're pretty hardcore, really, let's face it.
And if you're still listening to this, you're just
ill.
You must have no sense of hearing.
I mean, check yourself into a doctor or something, please. Charlie McDonnell, he is...
Oh, you're going to have a rant now, are you?
He's, you know... He's good. He does a lot of videos and stuff, and it's an incredible thing, and you know. But recently, we've done a little video project called Visits, and we did it with Ben bought a head cam, which was, I mean, it was an interesting experiment, wasn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah.
We did six videos.
Six, yeah.
Plus a few in Bristol that went drastically wrong.
Yeah.
But that's not that's another issue. So Ben has and it's a camera that fits kind of on your temple, isn't it?
Yeah, just the side of your head, yeah. And I'm, yeah.
Yeah. So we did one in Cardiff and in Birmingham. That was where we did one. Two in London, two in Edinburgh. And for the London and the Edinburgh ones, we did a thing where we had to visit landmarks during that day. We chose them in a random order and had to visit them within one day. And then the other week, I'm sure it's a coincidence. I'm sure it's entirely a coincidence. But Charlie McDonnell did a what he called a landmark rush, where he visited as many landmarks as he could in 2 hours in London. And it followed the same path as ours did, you know?
Yeah.
Even though ours was it was chosen randomly.
Well, ours was. I mean, if you were going to do those landmarks in that time, I guess that is the route most people would think to take.
I don't care.
But it was quite strange.
He's a copying. I'm sure you're not, Charlie, if you're listening to this, which you definitely won't be. But, yes. But if I see a coffee shop interview... from him, there's gonna be trouble.
There's gonna be issues.
Or maybe we should retaliate by doing a fun science, you know, thing.
No, we shouldn't.
Hey, what about pheromones?
What?
Pheromones? Are they?
Is that even a thing?
Pheromones? They sound sort of hearingy, don't they?
That you.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, stop now.
About anyway.
What are you doing? Stop. What? No. Just shut up.